How we looking? Just for a little kicks, baby. Let's get it going.
Why not?
Yeah.
Why not?
Why not?
Welcome, friends. This is the first of many Between the Swings podcasts.
That's right.
With your hosts, Alex Beaverson and Kyle Jones. I can't tell you how excited I am to be here talking about this. The game of golf provides so many people unbelievable lifelong memories. And what we're here to talk about is golf's ability to create an environment where life happens at its best. We're playing a game that has rules, regulations, and just a world of boundaries and barriers. And what we want to talk about is what we're doing to break those down, to get more people on the golf course experiencing these moments between the swings. Talking about par and getting better, but also the idea of different ideas of par on the golf course, creating memories, getting outside, seeing different species of animals on the golf course. The golf course itself, at least the one that we manage, has 195 plus acres of open space that people get to see and enjoy. And that provides opportunities that exist in and around the game of golf. And there's so much that we talk about on a daily and weekly basis about what we're trying to do on property to impact our community with the game of golf, and make connections with people in and around the game of golf. And so that's what we're here to talk about.
Yeah, it's an interesting thing, this golf game. Kyle and I mean, we decided like, hey, I joined Superstition a while ago, and I was like, I feel like I'm learning a lot from you, and we need to take this show on the road, per se, right? I think that a lot of people would want to be a part of these conversations we're having. One, this Between the Swings podcast is a swing for me and you, no pun intended, to flex some muscles outside of the day-to-day operations of a course. But secondly, also invite people into the daily operations of our course, one. And secondly, and thirdly, talk a lot about where we find joy in the game of golf, which is, I mean, for me, between the swings. Because I tell you what, I'm gonna shoot a 76, and then I'm gonna go shoot a 96. And if my score dictates my happiness on the course, that's not very fun. You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh, yeah. It's
the convos between. It's the memories, the friendships, the people that I hang with that play golf together. And so you're gonna experience all of that in this podcast for those of you that are jumping on with us. But
that's so true. A word that you're going to hear us talk about a lot is intention. What was your intent? What were you trying to do or get out of this experience or this certain event? And being on the golf course is just that. It's being with three other people for 3.5 to 4.5 hours and talking about whatever can come to mind. You know, we're playing golf for 20 to 30 seconds at a time, hitting anywhere from 70 to 100 shots, depending on your ability. but no matter what, when you come off the golf course, everyone's feeling exactly the same way. And it's because of the camaraderie and relationships that they had in between the swings. And so that's what we're here to talk about and really dive into over the next couple of weeks and months as we create a community and start talking with you, our friends.
That's right. So Kyle Jones, manager at Superstition Springs Golf Course. Tell me a little bit, remind me, Alex, your buddy, over here over some microphones. Tell me, why in the world did you choose golf for your career? And the next question I have for you is, what stereotypes do people have about people who work at golf courses, and where are they right and where are they wrong? And maybe I could chime in a little bit as well, but tell people, Kyle Jones, for those of you that don't know, I mean, you got into golf when you were like 15, you worked at as a cart guy or something. Tell me about Kyle Jones's golf journey.
I grew up being a baseball player, an athlete. You know, I don't think there was ever a time where I didn't have baseball as part of my plans. And right around the age of 15, 16 years old, hurt my shoulder and unable to play baseball again. And the first thing that I do is go hit balls on the driving range where a friend of mine was working. and really enjoyed it. Enjoyed the physical aspect of it, enjoyed hanging out outside. Gave me a great opportunity to do something alone and challenge myself independently, you know, kind of away from the baseball field where I had been part of a team. It was a unique opportunity for me to approach something in a unique way that I never had before. And as I grew up in the game and around the game, I came to fall in love with golf's ability to get four random human beings together for 3.5 to 4.5 hours. And the conversations and experiences that you can have in that time frame, they're just unmatched in any other physical activity that I have certainly found for myself.
It's so, like, where else can you spend 4 hours with people you've never met and like hang out for 4 hours? Like, there's nothing else really that can bring someone together like that. There's community projects, there's maybe sports games you could go to. That could maybe do it, but there's something so unique about golf that it's like, I could sign up to play golf at our course and meet three people I've never met before and have the time of my life. That's kind of what you're talking about.
Yeah, and in a 7-day period, the only facility that all three of those individuals may frequent in that 1 week is the golf course.
Is the golf course.
And that's such a unique perspective to think about it that way. And that forces you to broaden your perspective on how you can serve your community in the best way, right? You're seeing every walk of life.
Yeah.
And the way that I choose to see that is, how can I then make sure that every one of those individuals knows that they're welcome, and not just welcome, but celebrated?
Yeah.
To get into the conceptions that people typically have about golf professionals, the one thing that I find is traditionally the golf professional from the non-golfer's perspective is this khaki wearing white golf shoed with a brown belt type person who's not very flexible and kind of stuck in their ways. And I think what you've seen in the last 20 years in the game of golf is you're seeing the breaking down of barriers and trying to provide access to anybody and everybody. You don't have to look, sound, or feel a certain way while you're playing golf. We just want you to get out there and play. And I'm so happy to start seeing that, to start seeing the tennis shoes on golf courses and hoodies on golf courses. The one thing that I always had such a hard time with growing up was, half of my closet is golf apparel, and half of my closet is what I'm going to wear just as a regular guy.
As a normal person.
And I've always thought, why isn't there more of this that overlaps between the two? And you've definitely seen that in the last 5 or 10 years. And you're seeing golf become accepted by a completely different generation, a younger generation, and people who are willing to get out there and try it. But aren't so obsessed with the rules keeping them out, right? And that's something that you and I talk about all the time, is the rules of the game of golf and the rules of what's expected of you on a public golf course are not the same exact
thing. Not the same, yeah.
And we need more industry leaders and experts out there saying things like that. Mm-hmm. The game of golf in itself is enjoyed millions of different ways.
Yeah.
At millions of different ability levels and trying to accomplish a million different goals. So for us as operators, we want everybody to know that you can come out on our golf course and enjoy your, you know, 4.5 hours of golf in your cart with your foursome in the way that you choose. As long as you're keeping it within your golf cart and to yourself, have a fantastic time and enjoy your 4.5 hours of freedom, your 4.5 hours of presence that maybe you're not going to get any other time during that week because you're so busy.
Yeah. I mean, I've learned a lot sitting at your feet, thinking about that idea, because I've been someone that's just enjoyed golf, played golf a lot and around tournaments, you know, your typical bro golfer that goes to a course with his buddies. And now that I've transitioned to like the management side of things, we've been able to sit down and really bring a lot of intention to the rules that is golf that you talked about and the felt experience that people have on the golf course. And it's between the swings, baby. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what draws people in. So, remind me a little bit more about why did you say I want to be a manager at a golf course? So how old are you? Like 18? And you're like, I think I'm gonna do this thing. Like what made you be like, okay, here's a golf course, this golf industry thing. I know how to pull carts in and out of a cart barn and wash them, but like, I want to take my step further in this career. What made you be like, that's it?
That's a great question. At the time that I started working full time in the golf industry, I had a general manager who did a great job of asking everybody on the team what their insight and perspective was. Hey, what are you seeing of our guest and from our guest at the time that you're on property that I'm not? That was big for me. That was one that got me to start thinking about what I wanted to do in the golf industry, how this individual treated people meant the world to me. And then it really took to the next level, and I was able to really solidify at least what my career goals were when Arcus Golf took over Eagle Golf. So we were operating a golf course in California. Arcus Golf takes over, and instantly we go from an operating company to a hospitality company that's focusing on intention. You know, why are you choosing to do the events that you're doing on your property? You know, don't just choose them, but tell us why and how you expect them to make an impact with the community. And there's one certain individual that I owe so much of my own inspiration to, and that was our regional vice president at the time, John Scapatura. Scap did an amazing job of making every individual feel important and connected every individual to the bigger picture. So not only were we just implementing policies, procedures, or certain events at our facility, but now we're doing it because this is what our company as a whole is choosing to do. This is what we stand for and how we're trying to impact the people who choose to come to our course. We went from being a part of 25 courses to ultimately being a part of 70 courses in a matter of 4 or 5 years. So to see a group come in and take a facility that's checking the boxes, that's getting people out for a round of golf and somewhat successful, and take that into a money-making machine by simply implying intention. Hey, what are your goals and how are you trying to get there? It meant a lot to me. And so to become the general manager of a golf course, to me, you're the one person who's controlling or leading the intention that your facility has. And that's why I've grown to love the position, because I'm using the game that I've given my life for and now trying to challenge myself and flex my muscles to use the game that I know very well, but also the rest of my facility, right? Food and beverage, just simply the green grass that we can provide our community and neighbors. Challenge myself to use those in ways with intention to create memories and get more people out on the facility and enjoying it.
There's a crazy leadership axiom that I heard you talk about, this idea that John poured his life into you, or maybe it wasn't his life, but like he had specific intention, to use that word, with you. And would you say everyone on his team to become better leaders, to share with them, to shoulder tap you, to say, hey, let me tie in the bigger picture and let me invite you into that story. And you, as a young person, was like, dang, there's something about this guy that I want to be like. And so your trajectory of your life moved in that direction because of John.
That's so true. And it's because this is someone who you can see is quite clearly placing their time, energy, and intention in someone so that they can try and reach their own goal that they're trying to get, whether it's development or just simply being a good human being and mentoring someone.
Yeah.
it was the first time where I realized, you know, someone else is out there trying to pass me the ball so that I can score.
Yeah.
And that was something that resonated with me personally because, you know, to quote Ted Lasso, he says, "Hey, I'm an assist man. That way we both win." That was just a leadership mentality that I saw in John that resonated deeply with me in that quote with, I want to use my intention and energy so that other people on the team are performing better and reaching their goals so that our entire team is reaching our elevated goals.
That's like what matters the most. I think a lot of people think that managing a golf course is what you think it is, paying invoices, making sure that staff are scheduled, making sure that grass is growing and the superintendent knows what kind of seasonality we're in. All this stuff makes sense. But where the crux of what we do is in those leadership conversations we get to have with our team.
That's so true. That's so true. We have a silly axiom that we say at the golf course that what we do is green grass and hot dogs.
Yeah.
In its simplest form, people are coming out to enjoy access to green grass, beautiful food that's going to make, you know, fill their bellies, put a smile on their face. But what makes it so important that what we're doing is the fact that we're working with other human beings and the fact that their memories, their feelings, and their own aspirations and goals are kind of laid in our hands, right? Not just as guests for the very short period of time that they're with us,
yeah.
But for the employee piece as well. And that's something that you bring up that I personally... I put a lot of weight on my own shoulders, you know, when it comes
to
being
yeah.
in a leadership role is how can I put my time and energy into my team so that when they leave, they're the best golf professional that they can be.
Yeah.
And what does a golf professional mean to me? You know, golf professional is someone who is an expert in the game of golf, mm-hmm. right? The rules, operations, and policies and procedures, but they use that information to break down barriers and bring this game to as many people as possible.
And make it more accessible.
Yeah. And just be like, hey, don't worry about what you're wearing or how you look. We just want you to be comfortable because we're happy that you're with us and joining us.
Yeah, totally. I think that's so interesting. Speaking of, dude, when I first came into the golf industry and you introduced me to somebody as this is my, I think you said like one of our golf professionals. I learned that a golf professional in the golf industry is different than a professional golfer. Most people don't know that. If you're outside the golf industry and you walk into a golf shop and they're like, this is our head golf pro. My brain, most people's brain goes to, this person is a really stinking good golfer. And that's not always the case, right? Would you say you have to be knowledgeable at it, but these people aren't on tour.
No, massive difference in playing ability between a golf professional and a professional golfer.
Totally.
A professional golfer is someone who's playing golf with the hopes and intentions of making a living off of it. A golf professional is using their expert knowledge in the game of golf to run and manage a golf operation. Could be a green grass facility, which is a golf course, standalone driving range facility, or just their own instruction business as well. But yeah, it's unique that you bring that up because so many people do think, oh, so you're playing in all these tournaments. Well, these golfers do show a professional level of playing ability.
Yeah.
They have to pass a player's ability test to enroll in the Professional Golfers Association of America's accreditation program. So for those that have gone through that, yes, they've absolutely proven that they have these skills and they've been able to display them at a fantastic level.
100%.
But for the most part, these golfers that are running golf courses, they will likely be the best golfer in the room. But the playing ability difference between a 10 handicap and a golf professional is probably the playing ability difference between a golf professional and a professional golfer.
It's true. It's just funny because one thing we want to talk about, making the game more accessible, talking about between the swings, the type of people play golf, all this is together. The verbiage used within the golf industry is oftentimes different than the verbiage of people outside the golf industry. And so we have to learn as golf professionals, professional golf operators, to make the game more accessible by defining these terms. We hired a guy who knew nothing about golf, but he knew a lot about hospitality. And he was behind the desk, and one person came in one day and said, like, "Hey, you know, how are the fairways?" And this gentleman knew exactly how to handle the situation, but didn't know what a fairway was. And so he Google searched, "What is a fairway?" And then he answered the question and was learning on the fly. And that was a good example of someone that's like, "I know how to treat people, and I want to learn how to play golf, but I don't know the verbiage. So help me win here." And obviously he was on staff, but I think that, you know, there's a learning curve a little bit in making golf more accessible by helping people outside the golf industry understand the verbiage within the golf industry. Golf professional is one of those things. One of my buddies was like, "You're a golf professional." I was like, "Yeah, that doesn't mean I'm on tour. It just means I work at a golf course," you know, that type of thing.
It means I'm dedicating my career and my time to the game of golf. Totally. Right? Yeah. I'm full-time in the game of golf. I'm dedicating to it. You know, calling yourself a golf professional. Yeah. That embodies a lot of things.
Yeah.
You know, taking it to the next level would be that PGA professional who's been accredited, gone through the program. You know, kudos to those individuals.
Fantastic.
But yeah, the one thing that we can continue to encourage and celebrate when it happens is that individual's willingness to be in the situation and not know the answer.
Yeah.
And that's what, you know, I want to celebrate as a golf course operator and just a young man who's trying to get other people into the game of golf is, don't worry about anything other than getting yourself out there. We'll yeah. take care of the rest for you. You know, that's what our job is. You know, let's welcome you into our home and show you how things are supposed to be. You don't have to show up and know everything. It's our job to try and help you get to that point.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, dude, between the swings, what excites you about this term between the swings? So Kyle and I mean, we were riffing a while. I mean, we've been talking a lot about, we've played golf together plenty of times, you know, and I have a lot of friends who are, they shoot 105 and they're some of my greatest friends and I want to go play golf with them. And then I have other golfers who are, you know, on the trajectory to become professional golfers and I want to be able to play with them too. And the thing that connects us may not be our score. It's the sport, obviously, but it's the connections between. It's on the golf cart. It's the riffing with each other when they shank a shot off to the right. Kyle is infamous for, what do you say? So you talk about smoothies and you talk about, you know.
Yes.
This is a blended, like, berry smoothie because your swing was so smooth. He's like, just like Jamba Juice, baby. You know, it's that stuff that I remember. More so than I do remember a good golf shot when he hit one, but more so than the consistent golf game. I remember those combos, man.
Yeah. Most importantly, if you work for Jamba Juice or someone, you know, works for Jamba Juice, get them in touch with us. We need to be sponsored by them.
Dang it. That's so good.
It's all about going to Jamba Juice and getting yourself a smoothie. Yeah. It's silly little things like that, right? What are the nuances that some golfers have developed in their time on the golf course?
Yeah.
The little sayings, the little, knickknacks that they do before they hit a putt or before they hit a shot. It's just so unique. You know, someone said something to me one time that I still remember and think of quite often when I'm on the golf course is, you don't play golf to relax. You relax to play golf.
Hmm.
And how that resonates with me is to play good golf. To play good golf or play golf at your best, you must already be relaxed to be there. So the golf course is this environment, or it's created an environment where our goal as golfers is to abandon as many distractions as possible. And to me, it's the time where I may be most present.
Yeah.
In 1 week or in a 2 week period. I'm so focused on the game of golf and the conversations that I'm having that it's the longest time span that I go without checking my phone for an email,
mm-hmm.
or the longest time span that I go without making sure that the team needs something from me. It creates this environment or this freedom of mental thought to just step out there and try and clear our thought so that we can allow that Jamba Juice smoothie to happen. You know, and that's what why I'm obsessed with the game of golf, why I love the name Between the Swings.
Yeah.
Because in an effort to play golf, I then become more present in the time that I'm out there. And so I'm noticing every little detail, the conversations that I'm having with friends, the temperature outside, the breeze, the animals that I may be seeing that are on that specific golf course that day. And that's an opportunity that I don't have very often, you know, being that I've got an 18-month-old at home and I run a facility with, you know, 60, 70 employees. Yes, I may be out there thinking about how I can make my golf course better and what things may need to be fixed. But at least those moments just before and just after a shot, the game of golf has provided me that mental escape, at least for a short period of time.
Yeah, we'll talk a lot more about this, I know, but I've had like some of my deepest, most memorable conversations on a golf course. I remember my dad from a young age would like choose to be like, I need to have an intentional conversation with my son. We're going to go play golf. And so, you know, he'd go out and teach me how to hit a golf ball and how to set up and my stance and all this stuff. And we'd celebrate a par. And then we'd pull the golf cart over, wait for the group in front of us. And we'd like talk about some of the most memorable things for me. And then, of course, I have my kids of my own. And I'm like, when do I want to have these memorable conversations with my kids, these intentional conversations? It's between the swings on the golf course. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm driving to the local par three course and having my kid come, and he knows nothing about golf, but I'm going to be like, bud, let me talk to you about how I love you. Or let me tell you about, you know, how I want you to treat other people and have these memorable conversations. It's all between the swings. And that's how it's been for me.
Yeah.
And I think that's how it is for lots of golfers, people who love the game of golf. Looking back, you probably have had some of the best conversations on the golf course.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. I mean, I know I've talked to you about this. I asked both of my father-in-laws, right? A father-in-law and stepfather-in-law, for my wife's hand in marriage on a golf course. Right. So yeah, it provides an opportunity to have unbelievable conversations out there. What I love about it is its opportunity to talk about the game of golf and its parallels with life.
Yeah.
Right? You intended to hit this shot, didn't quite work out the way that you intended. So now you're facing this situation and you need to try and find the best way to deal with it.
That's good.
Right? And you hit a perfect shot and you may have a bad lie, but you still have to deal with it. But the great thing is, hey, you have 14 different clubs that can help you get this golf ball to where it needs to go.
Yeah.
Draw upon your experience to get through this shot the best that you can. And think about how that parallels to life. Life doesn't always go as it planned, but you still have to play the ball as it lies. Right. And that's powerful. The intention, and the integrity of both. But behind that is what I'm looking forward to having conversations on the golf course with you know the kids and individuals that I have in my life that I might be able to have an impact with.
Yeah. Well, dude, like, first off, I'm excited. I'm excited to like dive into this. We're gonna be talking a lot about management because that's what we do 9 to 5. So we're gonna be talking a lot about. I'm excited to pull the veil back a little bit to allow people to see like what goes into a golf course operation. So we're excited to talk about that. Well, then what else are we going to talk about? We're going to talk about Between the Swings a lot. We're going to have you guys, like, we are going to be talking with each other and other people that would like to join us about the intention behind their golf game and their YouTube personalities and why they are content creators. We're excited to have people come on board and talk about that. And green grass and hot dogs. And we're going to be talking a lot about what we produce here at Superstition Springs is green grass and hot dogs, in so that we can impact people beyond the game of golf. Let's kill it at the measurables and let's allow for people to live life at their best at our course because we're killing it at the things that matter.
That's so true. We are creating an oasis of surprise and delight in a world that desperately needs it through the simplest of things, green grass and hot dogs, and the way that we can be extraordinary and make even the smallest of difference in just one or two people's lives every single week is a massive success for us. And that happens with intention and obsessing over every little detail to let people know that we are here for you and we care about you. What I'm so thrilled to continue to talk about is all of the things that people choose to enjoy between the swings.
Yeah.
You know, think about the culture or accessories that exist in the game of golf for all the different things that we can enjoy. There's golfers who enjoy silence. There's golfers who enjoy music.
Yeah.
Think about the technology and how that's come in the last 10 years. And then you've got your smokers. Maybe it's cigar, maybe it's something else, right?
That's but
if you're keeping it in your golf cart to yourself, that's cool.
Yeah.
Do your thing, enjoy yourself. I can't wait to get people on the show to talk to them about what brought you to the game of golf and what continues to inspire you to talk to more people about the game of golf, because there's so many different ways to enjoy this game, and I can't wait to celebrate that. And we need more industry leaders sharing all of these fun and unique ways that people are choosing to enjoy the game of golf. It's okay to be different. We want to celebrate that. You don't have to go out there and chase after par. Let's talk about unique and different ways for you to go out there and count par, right? Maybe it has nothing to do with the actual strokes that you're taking, but it's just how many different species of birds am I going to see on the front nine versus the back nine? Or, hey, this is the conversation that I need to have with my friend. I'm going to try and begin this conversation on the third hole and finish it by the sixth hole so that we can enjoy a beer on seven and eight and have a fantastic day. So much intention in the game of golf, and we try and provide that same intention in what we do here.
Yeah, so episode one, kind of in the books. And let's keep it going.
Yeah. We cannot wait to connect with you. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to us, be here with us. We know you're here in spirit as we're talking to you, and we can't wait to get your feedback. We'd love to hear about what you want to hear from us and how we can put a smile on your face. Cause after all, we're here for you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Jamba Juice. Call us.